A security incident is any event that compromises, or has the potential to compromise, the confidentiality, integrity, or availability of your company's data or systems. That definition is intentionally broad. The goal isn't for you to diagnose whether something is a confirmed breach. The goal is for you to recognize when something looks wrong and report it quickly, so the people with the right tools and training can investigate. What counts as a reportable event? Credential compromise. You entered your password on a page you now suspect was fake. You received an MFA prompt you didn't trigger. You discovered a service you use was breached, and you reused that password elsewhere. Suspicious communications. You received a phishing email, a suspicious text, or a phone call asking for credentials. Even if you didn't click or respond, the security team needs to know so they can check whether others received the same message. Unauthorized access or data exposure. You notice someone accessing a system they shouldn't have access to. You accidentally sent sensitive data to the wrong person. You found company data in a place it shouldn't be, like a public repository or an unapproved cloud service. Device issues. Your laptop or phone was lost or stolen. You noticed unusual behavior on your device, like programs you didn't install or unexpected pop-ups. Policy violations you observe. A colleague shared credentials. Pasted customer data into an unapproved AI tool. Gave a contractor access without going through IT. You don't need to confront them. Just report it. And anything that feels wrong. This is the most important category. If something about an email, a phone call, a request, or a system behavior makes you uneasy and you can't quite articulate why, report it anyway. Your instinct is picking up on something your conscious mind hasn't fully processed yet. Security teams would rather investigate a false alarm than miss a real incident because someone hesitated. Now, the single most important variable in incident response is time. Not expertise, not technology. Time. The average time from initial breach to detection in 2025 was 181 days. Organizations that detected breaches through their own internal teams, rather than being notified by an attacker or a third party, spent significantly less on remediation. Organizations that had tested incident response plans in advance reduced breach costs by an estimated $2.66 million per incident. Every hour between a compromise and its detection gives the attacker more time to explore, escalate, exfiltrate data, and cover their tracks. An employee who reports a suspicious email 30 minutes after receiving it gives the security team a chance to block the sender, warn other employees, and check whether anyone clicked. An employee who deletes the email and says nothing gives the attacker a head start measured in days. This is why the standard for reporting is, "I think something might be wrong," not, "I'm certain this is an incident." You don't need to diagnose the problem. You don't need to prove anything. You just need to raise your hand. How to report? For suspicious emails, use the report phishing button in your email client if your company provides one. If not, forward to your security team's reporting address. Don't just delete. Deleting removes the evidence the security team needs. For all other incidents, contact your IT or security team through the channel your company designates, a Slack or Teams channel, an email address, a ticketing system, a phone number. For urgent situations, like you just transferred funds to a suspected fraudster, a device with sensitive data was stolen, or you're watching an active compromise unfold, call your IT or security team directly. Don't wait for a ticket response. What to include? Whatever you know. What happened? When? What you did in response? Any relevant details? Sender address, phone number, URL, whether anyone else might be affected. More detail is better, but a brief. I got a weird email from someone pretending to be our CEO asking me to wire money, and I'm not sure if it's real is infinitely more useful than silence. Many people hesitate to report because they don't know what happens next. Triage comes first. Not every report becomes an investigation. Many are classified as false positives and closed. That's a good outcome, not a waste. If the report warrants deeper review, the security team investigates. If a real incident is confirmed, they move to containment, remediation, and recovery. Throughout, you may or may not be kept in the loop, depending on the incident's scope. The most important part of this module is the reporting culture. Security organizations across the industry, from NICE to the UK's National Cybersecurity Centre, consistently advocate for what's called a no-blame reporting culture. The principle is simple. The act of reporting a security incident should always be encouraged, never discouraged. When employees believe that reporting means getting in trouble, they stop reporting, and every unreported incident is a missed opportunity to catch an attack early. The Uber breach of 2022 is a case study. An attacker socially engineered an employee into approving an MFA prompt. The employee didn't immediately report it. By the time the breach was discovered, the attacker had reached internal systems, security tools, and the company's bug bounty dashboard. Rapid reporting might not have prevented the initial compromise, but it would have dramatically shortened the attacker's window. Two things are true at the same time. Reporting should always be the right call. The information you provide when you report is almost always more valuable than any error that preceded it, and your company's policies still apply. Accidentally clicking a phishing link despite your best judgment is human. Repeatedly ignoring security policies is different. These aren't in conflict. The strongest security cultures make it safe to report and take policy compliance seriously. When in doubt, report. The consequences of silence are virtually always worse than the consequences of speaking up. This completes the General Security Awareness Training Course. Security isn't a one-time event. It's the set of decisions you make every day, at your desk, in your inbox, and on your phone. Thank you for investing the time.